6 o'clock. Time for some sports at Big Jim's house. Brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Tigers down 3-2. Bottom of the ninth. Reyes at the dish.
Right field. Back goes Mazzara. Still goes back. And that ball is off the wall. One run is
here. We go.
Here comes Jonathan Schoop. Tigers are going to walk it off in the ninth.
Nice way to wrap up the homestand there. Tigers 4-3, the final over the Padres. They got to their all-star closer in two games. They should be the one that went extra innings.
Yeah.
You think about it. The Tigers were that close to sweeping them.
Right.
Not bad.
Strange year.
It is. They're on the way to Toronto right now.
They got a team.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell you the guy that is fun to watch. And it would be interesting to see what's going to go on with the trade deadline. It's next Tuesday. What's his name? John Lehman. The guy, you know what I'm talking about? The guy that does all the MLB stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, Morosi was saying like that everybody's up for grabs. And the Tigers openly admit that because of their current record. So everybody's on the trading block. Including Scooble.
Yeah.
Soto's up there as well. That could have been his final start, Scooble's start.
Hey, man, if you got to build players right now.
Yeah.
You got to.
This is a horrible thing to say, but do you trust Al Avila?
No. Did you see the Fire Al section?
I did.
Guys wearing paper bags on their heads. I mean, the only guy you're not unloading, obviously, is Miggy. Because he's not. I don't.
Is he?
I don't think you're trading him. Who's going to take on?
I don't know.
$28 million a year.
I don't know.
A contender just for a guy to hit. Everybody's got a DH now.
Right. Right. Maybe.
That's true. Oh, no. Don't do that.
Yeah. I
broke my heart when he gave away Pudge. Don't do that.
Yeah. Ryan will be in trauma. Don't do this, Tigers. Lions training camp underway. I saw Campbell out there doing up-downs with the team.
He's nuts. I love him.
Get some. First preseason game is August 12th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's how quick we're going through preseason, man.
It's crazy, and you don't have much of that anymore.
Three games, right? That's it.
By the way, did you see the catch by a rookie?
Oh, that was Quentin Cephas, I think, someone?
Yeah.
Woo! Is that right? Yeah. Because the Lions, on Twitter, they put that up, like, within 2 hours. Catch of the camp. I'm like, easy.
First hour of
easy.
Camp.
Easy. Their videographer's over there with a big jar of blue Kool-Aid. Go, Daddy Light. Calm down, Kyle. The first time, man.
Oh, man.
By the way, Lions are training right down the road from Bob Seger Boulevard. Just trying to tie us all into that one. Rockin' Mortgage Classic underway today at the DGC. Who's down at the DGC? Yeah, you know me.
I'm like a little
you going?
Kid. Oh, yeah. I'm a little kid on Christmas right now,
you
man.
You change your shirts?
I love this. What do you mean? No, this is what I'm wearing.
How did you get the upholstery off your amped sofa to make a shirt out of
You're
it?
You're lucky I didn't wear the pink pants and the hat. I have a matching hat with the shirt, everything.
How do you get time off from a Hawaiian luau to wear that shirt? Seriously, man. I'm going to put a picture of it. If you're looking for Ryan today, you will not. You're going to be the only guy rocking that shirt today.
I don't know. There'll be some goofy outfits out there.
You're good. You look good. So you'll be out there today?
Yes.
Get a call into Dave's show and give hole-by-hole coverage?
Yeah.
He'll I want to hear. Dahmer will not answer that phone.
Shut up, man. Where are you at? What's that?
Put me on the air, Dave. Oh, by the way, Live Golf news. I feel guilty about. I feel like I'm talking about somebody's ex now that the PGA's here this weekend.
Yeah, and there's a tournament for Live this weekend.
Look, Ryan, I don't want to say anything, but I'm going to tell you something about Debbie. Live Golf News. Bubba Watson has joined the Live Golf Tour.
Yeah, it's an odd one to me. He's talked about his morals and all that for a lot of years, so strange.
You can't spell morals without payday.
Yeah.
You can't, but anyway.
Those $4 signs that got thrown.
But he can play, so he's a two-time Masters champion.
Yeah.
So as far as we know, because Augusta does their own thing.
Right now, and I don't think it'll change with the majors. They can do whatever they want. He'll still continue to play. But that's another guy who really hasn't been in contention a lot the last few years. So.
Right. Bam.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No word from Barkley. Barkley got kind of quiet about that.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of forgot about it.
Last Thursday? Remember, it was middle of last week. They all talked about that he was, if you guys don't know, Barkley met with Live Golf. And they wanted him as an analyst or in some role.
Yeah, they might just be waiting because they had the big David Faraday announcement last week.
You didn't say it right.
Faraday.
David Faraday. What are we doing, Live Golf, Bubba Watson? He's about 205 yards. Going to use a full water in there. He's about right up by the hole. Pretty easy shot. Golf announcers all like tail off by the end of what they're saying. Paul Watson on the tee box there. He's got about 394 to you. Yeah. Hello, so what? Right. Turn your mic up, man. Rock and Mortgage Classic here. Mike Tirico and the guys about par four.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we'll see. Yeah, but Barkley, no word. Because there was a lot of interest whether or not he would continue to do what he does for the NBA.
And that might be what shuts it down, because he's not giving that up, I don't think.
No. And if he does this, that would just be horrible. Horrible. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Reeling in the years, golf-related, Mark Farner performing on the 17th hole up at Warwick Hills, the Ally Challenge presented by McLaren. Three clips, 1 year. All you have to do is tell us the year. Here's your clue. Styx, beauty pageant song.
Oh, good clue.
I figured it would be.
Yeah.
Today is National Chili Dog Day. John Mellencamp famously singing, sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze. Is there another song that sings about food like that? 248-398-9279. By the way, we put up the old homage to the chili dog. Text us. The keyword is
chili.
Everything you about Mellencamp's song. And the one gentleman that, by the way, I also put up there, a guy on Twitter, they decided to break down the logistics of Diane sitting in Jack's lap while he's got his hands on her knees and she's sucking down a chili dog. There's an actual photo of that, so you can map that out. Much like Jack and Rose when they're on the on the door in Titanic, they did this, and it's really awkward. No one dating has ever done that. But then we also put up a young man, Tom, who decided, well, what if you celebrate the magical lyrics, sucking on a chili dog? And that was it.
Sucking on a chili dog, 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 chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on.
He's not done.
Sucking on chili dog, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog. A little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Nope.
Two American kids sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah, good luck with that one today.
Keyword chili, C-H-I-L-I. I can't think of another song, though, that is like where the lyrics, some lyrics about food get stuck in your head. I know they're out there.
Yeah, because that's so iconic. Everybody knows that at least portion of the song if you don't know the whole thing.
So there's like Steve Miller Band, I was thinking, Living in the USA. Somebody give me a cheeseburger. He yells that out.
Yeah.
There's Hot Dog by Zeppelin, but that's kind of a deep cut.
Right.
The Seeker?
I don't know any food references.
A little obviously, too tall, could have used a few pounds.
The beer.
Hanging out. Is it, okay, 248-398-9279. Is there another food reference in a classic rock song that comes to mind?
Well, you know that Seeger song, Sunspot Bacon. That's a good one.
Whoa. Whoa. Somebody is feeling it this morning. You were chilly. Wow.
Well, the obvious, stuck on this one. I'm not totally classic rocker, but Jimmy Buffett.
Margaritaville.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah, it's one, too.
Come on, everybody knows, I like mine.
Which you suddenly turn into Cartman doing it. Like,
heck, man. Yes, it's wins, man. Yes, it's a 7-5-5-5-5. Yes, this one's just being pinned.
Wow.
I really can't think.
It's early. Zach, the window washer, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah, yep. Buffett. That's the one that keeps coming to mind. Did you not like it?
Number one.
Yeah, that's the only... There's more. There's more. It can't just be sucking on a chili dog. Zach, is that lyric going to get stuck in your head all day today?
Yeah, and actually it was quite funny that you started playing that, and there was a Leo billboard on the freeway on the way to work for $30 today.
Synergy, baby. Synergy, baby. We planned that out for you, Zach. Have a good day, man.
All right, you guys too.
Bye-bye.
That'd be a funny. They need to do that.
What, Cartman singing? Really? Hi, Scott.
Hey, I was saying Van Halen's Ice Cream is.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Sadly, as I'm passing by. That's a fantastic one. Thank you, Scott.
Hey, not a problem. Have a good day.
You too, brother. Later.
Later.
Trucker Tony, where you been, man?
I've been around, but no, Angelo's.
Oh, what are we talking about for Over Easy?
Yeah.
Eggs over easy, hash browns and toast. Nice one, man. Hey, good to hear from you, brother.
Yep.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Later.
See ya.
Bye. I think Bill's agreeing. Bill.
Hey, I got my boots on.
Boot check. Okay, what's the other one?
And Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah, that's the one we keep coming back to. Yeah. There's got to be more classic rock songs with food lyrics in them.
MacArthur Park. Left the cake out in the rain?
Yeah, that's just a weird... MacArthur Park, that's the one.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, thank you, buddy.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Do you know that song?
No.
It's Donna Summer?
No,
yeah, someone just... Yeah, we got Angelo's, too. We got you, Carl. Yeah, that was the one. I'm telling you, it's the Sucking on Chili Dogs lyrics we joke about it. What, got one? What did we miss?
I mean, this isn't really... 734 texted in cherry pie, but this is not really about the food, right?
Well, yes, it is. Kim Mitchell, Go for a Soda. Donnie played that on the Power Lunch a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
I about bent the speakers in the car. Tracy!
Oh, geez, yeah, that's a big one.
Beatles song. We're going to give you a second to think about it. We know it's early.
What's the...
Strawberry Fields Forever.
586 had a good one.
What's that?
That's in there. Another Brick in the Wall. That's throughout the song, isn't it?
But it's not food. Oh, you can't eat the end. You can't eat your meat. You don't get it. You won't get your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning. Is it Big Jim?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Wonderful, brother. So you got one for us?
Yeah, She's My Cherry Pie.
Yeah, Warren.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, that counts. That counts. But it's not Sucking on a Chili Dog.
Right on, man.
Hey, you have a good day, bud.
You guys are awesome. See ya.
Oh, thanks, man. Later. Sucking on Chili Dog, Savoy Truffle. Now people are just going deep. Okay, Ernie has one that actually, American Pie.
Yeah.
I know this one is Zeppelin. Victor.
Yes, sir.
A Zeppelin song. Which one?
Custard Pie.
Yeah, Custard Pie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a cool one, man. Thank you, brother.
All right, have a good one.
You too, man. Bye. This all started because today is National Chili Dog Day, and John Mellencamp famously celebrates the chili dog in his song Jack and Diane. We have this posted. The keyword is...
chili.
Not only will you see a warning... It's more of a wanted sign, actually. If you're at a Tasty Freeze, do not give this guy chili dogs. Someone actually broke down what it's like to have Diane sitting in your lap with your hands on her knees while she's eating a chili dog. And it looks really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not the way people sit.
Yeah, keyword hey, chili.
It went together.
Bob!
Hey, good morning.
You got one for us. Is this ZZ Top you're thinking?
ZZ Top. They didn't play it when they came into town, but I've always liked this song, and the video's awesome. TV Dinners.
TV Dinners. Wonderful to eat TV dinners. I sound like a Muppet. ZZ can't beat me. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, later. It's interesting, though. I mean, you're sitting there seriously thinking about it, going, and in my head, somehow, I've got a Bob Seger because I'm obsessed, but nothing, no food references in a Bob Seger song?
I don't think so.
Detroit Made. That's not his song, actually. Right?
Ah, yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, happy National Chili Dog Day. We just played Mellencamp. Hopefully it'll come up later on this morning, maybe, you know, so we could revisit this.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Sorry.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on. Sucking on. Chili dog, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog. A little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Not done.
Two American kids sucking on a chili dog.
That's magical. We put that up there, keyword chili. Is that going to be in your head today?
Of course it is, yeah.
Mission accomplished. 6:28. In less than 20 minutes, we will play Reeling in the Years for Mark Farner. To go see Mark Farner on a golf course.
Yes.
Here's your clue. Styx beauty pageant song.
Good clue.
And you will win tickets to see Mark Farner performing. That Mark Farner we just listened to. On the 17th green in Warwick Hills during the Ally Challenge next month. This is one of those... It is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
It really is. We're not trying to oversell this at all. So here's your clue. Styx, beauty pageant song.
It's a good clue.
Thank you. Today is National Chili Dog Day. We put up a couple things about the greatest chili dog song and arguably the greatest song celebrating food. Jack and Diane. Someone actually figured out the logistics behind having Diane sit in your lap while she's eating a chili dog with your hands on her knees.
Yeah.
It looks really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It's not how normal people sit.
No, not at all. I think that's their point. It's like, okay, he's at the Tasty Freeze. He's like leaning off to one side. She's eating a chili dog. Yeah. Keyword, of course, is...
chili.
But it led to the discussion, what other songs have food in them? Whether it's in the title or in the lyrics, what are we missing? Ice Cream Man, of course, we got Angelo's.
Yeah.
You got to do that
one. Gotcha.
Eggs over easy hash browns and toast. Let's go to Angelo's. Ice Cream Man's a good one. We had Custard Pie from Zep. What was it? Strawberry Fields Forever.
Yep. That was another one.
Other text messages?
313 texted in, said Men at Work, Land Down Under, Vegemite Sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge line everybody knows.
That's a great one. Joe, good morning. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Go ahead.
Nutbush City. You get thrown in jail, or you get assault, pork, and molasses or something.
He makes a reference to that? And that's in the Tina Turner. Okay. All right. We're on it.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Boot check.
Boot check. Oh, here's one. Thanksgiving favorite. Tim, you got one for us?
Yes, sir. Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that definitely. That's all about food and eating there. Thank you, brother. Nice to know you're listening, too.
Boot check.
Boot check. It's Boot Check Thursday. Okay, see you, bud.
See ya.
Later. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Go ahead.
I got my boots on.
Boot check.
Oh, I missed it. Sorry. Boot check.
No, hold on. 1, 2, 3. Boot check. Okay, we got it now.
A song by Led Zeppelin, Hot Dog.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, go ahead and play it if it's National Hot Dog Day.
Okay. National Chili Dog Day.
Oh, National Chili Dog Day. Okay.
It's close enough for government work, though. Okay. Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, have a good day, man.
You too, bud. 248-398-9279. Any other ones come to mind?
No.
You're working on... Did you Google it? You can Google it.
I didn't do that because I'm so trained not to now.
Because I encourage Ryan. I'm like, sometimes it's fun not to know certain things. You just go, no, I just don't know.
Ooh.
What?
Does this one count?
I don't know.
Somebody texted this in earlier, actually, too. I just saw it, but I saw it on this list. Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not what the song's about, but it's still
right.
Brown Sugar.
It's still in there. Yeah. Oh, I just found a list.
You did. And by the way, everyone keeps sending in Weird Al songs.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's one. Good one.
We've nailed all these so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here's one. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Buy Me Some Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Oh, yeah.
Not exactly classic. Oh, it is classic. I don't know if it's rock, but anyway.
Ooh, another Van Halen.
Keyword chili. What's the other one?
Pound Cake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Van Hagar, Pound Cake. That song. Champs. I know it's silly, but you'll be thinking about it all day today. Again, keyword chili, if you want to see the post. Someone actually just took the music from Jack and Diane and sang nothing but sucking on a chili dog over and over and over. And, of course, you'll see what it looks like. Yeah, I don't know. How do you ever sat in your lap eating a chili dog while you're at the Tasty Freeze with your hands on her knees?
Hell no.
No, I don't know how they do that. Yeah. Okay, Reeling in the Ears coming up next. We're talking about food songs, though.
You ready to go back in time? Back in
time. Hey, want some more?
I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
You're killing me, Smalls.
Let's play Reeling in the Ears in Big Jim's house. Are you reeling in the
ears? So, if you're new to the show, thanks for stopping by. I'm Big Jim O'Brien. That's Ryan Logan. Mongoose on the house phones over there. Here's how this works. We're going to give you three clips from 1 year, and all you have to do is tell us the year, and you will win. Listen closely.
Every split second of this historic flight, every intimate detail, every heartbeat was monitored by Mission Control in Houston.
This is Capricorn One.
Jam 248-398-9279. What are they playing for? Ryan Logan Jr. Esquire III.
We got those tickets to the concert at 17, presented by Soaring Eagle. You got Mark Farner at the Ally Challenge there in Grand Blanc, presented by McLaren, August 26th. Now, if you want tickets, go to the AllyChallenge.com.
You're on the 17th green after the round of golf, listening to Mark Farner perform.
Yeah. Dude. Everything is cool about this event.
Dude.
You're going back to the place they used to go to, seeing the concert.
Buick Open, right?
Yeah, Buick Open used to be there at Warwick Hills.
Okay.
All those days of the bit. Now the older guys are playing there.
I was waiting.
Sorry, I don't know how else to say that.
The older guys?
Yeah.
Isn't it the senior tour or the champion thing or something?
It's 50 and older.
It's not just old guys playing golf. Wow.
The legends are playing golf. There we go.
Go out there with my wooden stick and hit it around the old
whoopty humps. Sorry.
Yeah. Hi, Sean. Call me in your newfangled cellular phone device. Sean, what year are we looking for?
1977.
Hold on. Let me hear the bell.
Yeah.
There you go. Congratulations, Sean. You're going to see Mark Farner. Man. What are you up to, brother?
I'm going to work, man. Boot check.
Boot check! Okay, there we go. And where do you work?
I work at Peterson Glass.
Nice. Local
357 glass workers.
Hey, man.
Nice.
You just give a good shout out. You're going to go see Mark Farner on the 17th green. It is the Ally Challenge out of Warwick Hills. That'll be August 26th. All right, brother?
Awesome, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, we appreciate you listening in the morning. Hold on, Sean.
All right, thanks.
He did it. He called up on that newfangled mobile device. By the way, the clips. Somebody texted me yesterday and said, you don't tell us the three clips. Love Boat premiered in 1977. Capricorn One was the movie.
Never heard of it.
Dude. Okay, you folks listening right now, as much as you're into conspiracy things,
yeah,
you will lose your mind if you watch Capricorn One.
Really?
You will be on a rage for like 48 hours at least. Every NASA conspiracy theory all wrapped into one tidy movie. And OJ's in it.
Oh, nice. All
right.
Cool.
Am I right? Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. And then, of course, Miss America by Styx.
Ooh.
Capricorn One.
I'm going to have to check this one out.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
You guys tell me. I am stunned.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of Capricorn One?
Nope.
Yeah, I was a kid. I remember in the theater. I remember I was a kid in the theater back then anyway. And it's unlike anything you've heard from David Lee. We'll get to. I think I'm overselling it, but I don't need to. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Stone Soup Bronco. Good Lord, there's a lot going on. So I talked to Joe Hershey yesterday over at Bill Brown Ford and Steve and everybody. The plan is to paint it this weekend. So
nice.
The most recent pictures, you can see the hood and some of the door work with the prep. The keyword soup, right?
Yeah, that'll take you to the whole Stone Soup page. You can get everything right there.
You can also upload your pictures for the Freedom Wrap there. You'll see a link for that because that deadline's tomorrow. Upload pictures of veterans, $5 each from Kroger for every picture we get that we put on the Bronco. Our buddy Gordon was there yesterday from Graphic Concepts doing the final measurements on the Bronco because he's going to put the photos all the way around.
Right.
So he was over there getting that sized up. So paint. I talked to Benziger yesterday. He's supposed to check in a little bit later on this morning. The goal is to have it in paint, and they'll put it on the chassis, and then take it over to Harvey Ledesma and the guys at Custom. The Custom Concept's going to do the exhaust system. And, you know, I never thought about it. I'm like, well, just put the muffler on now. They're like, you kind of have to have the body.
Yeah. That's why they're doing it.
Right. So it'll be straight pipes come out and then kind of bend down. But it'll go to Harvey, and then it'll stay there for a little while, and they'll do work on it. The guys, Jeff from Bronco Graveyard, will show up there. All this going on, and I was thinking about it. The first real chance to show off the Bronco in person will be at Vets Returning Home on the 9th. I'll be out there from 1 to 3 at their thrift store.
Yes. So yeah, opening that up.
Yeah, man. So we'll be there. Of course, we'll be selling tickets, $10 each. Every penny goes directly to Vets Returning Home. And keyword soup, the link's on there, too.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll see it. You can get your tickets via text as well. So, the 9th, which is how many days away? I hate it when they do this. I freak myself out. So we got 1 week. That's... Oh, my God. That's a week from Tuesday. That's 10 days.
Yeah. We got it. They got it, I should say.
Sound system's ordered. Hey, man, we've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes to get this thing done. Sound system is ordered. JBL.
Oh, this ain't cheap. This can be sweet.
Well, Quickly and Dorian Ford said, do it. Just get it. Don't worry about it. We got you. So we ordered that. The wheels and tires, I think... should be here today. The 33s.
Oh, man.
There's a lot going on. We're going to get this bad boy put together. Somebody texted in yesterday. It was after the show. They said, why stone soup? It's a good question. So this all started. This is my 20th year here. October will be 20 years at CSX. Way back when I first got here, it came up as just an idea. I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we built a car from the ground up? For Woodward. No money, no experience, nothing.
Right.
Just having fun. And that was back with JJ and Lynn. So the very first, and immediately we had people offering up cars. And Roush called and they offered up motors. And Tony Ricaro offered up seats. And you realize, like, oh God, this is Detroit. This is going to be crazy. And then it just took off. And we decided to find local charities to raise money. And I talked to JJ about this. I think we're well over $1.5 million. Our number's
incredible.
Low. All this money raised for local charities, like Vets Returning Home. Anyway, so that's where it came from, and we were trying to come up with a name for it. And a listener called, and for the life of me, I cannot find her name because she brought the book to the radio station. The story of Stone Soup is soldiers go into a town, they're hungry, they don't have any food, but they got a pot. So they put a big pot, they light a fire, they put it in the middle, they throw some stones in the bottom of it. People go, what are you guys doing? So we're making stone soup. If you pitch in something, some meat, vegetables, whatever, you can have some. Pretty soon the whole village pitches in. By the end of it, everybody's got a meal. So it's the whole idea of it takes a village.
Right.
So that's the whole idea of stone soup.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
We started with a hulk of a 74 Bronco, and everyone's pitching in, and look what we got. Benziger said something yesterday I've never heard him say. This could be... the best one we've ever built.
Wow.
That's strong.
Wow.
That's a strong statement. And I got to be honest, I can't argue with it. The GTO was stunning. The GTO won over 100 awards. The Charger was in a magazine in England.
Yeah, I think this one will take a few.
Racing Red, Black Wheels, Soft Top, $3,000 sound system, Livernois Motorsports, 302 that's now 347, generating well over 420 horsepower. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
And for $10.
I know. That's
the thing. It could be yours. $10.
So there you go. 248-398-9279. Text us the keyword. 706, Big Jim's house. Your chance to win 200 gallons of gasoline, courtesy of our buddies at Highland BP and M&M Marathon, coming up at 740. Thanks for the guest. Thanks for listening. Want to get to this because this just came out of nowhere last night. David Lee Roth dropped this on social. It was on Twitter. He even changed like his bio for the YouTube link. We have this posted. The keyword is
Dave.
D-A-V-E. Text us 248-398-9279. This is interesting in a lot of levels. John Five, great guitar player.
Yeah.
Who's he out with right now? He's on the road. Oh, I can't remember. He's on the road with somebody right now. He's out playing. He's always out playing. So there were these sessions a couple of years ago. Actually, God, it was like in 2007 that John Five and David Lee Roth got together and recorded. And they did like 10, 11, 12 songs. And we've heard a couple of them.
Right.
And they sound more like David Lee Roth, kind of poppy sort of, you know, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But there was this one song that John Five was like, please release this one. Here's the quote. There's a song that I just can't wait for Dave to release. It's called Nothing Could Have Stopped Us, and it's about Van Halen. It's my favorite song that I've ever done with Dave. It's beautiful. I don't know why he's not releasing that one yet, and I just can't wait for people to hear that one because it's about Van Halen. It's absolutely wonderful. Dude, I agree with you 1,000%.
Right.
I did. It came out on YouTube. I threw it up on the TV last night. And the video, you'll see the video in there. It's just an early photo of them. So, let me get this out of the way. Where is Dave's mind now? Why now?
Yeah, that's right.
This came out of nowhere. There was no, you know, David Lee Roth, if you guys, no matter what you think of DLR as a singer, he is the consummate businessman.
Oh, 100%.
I even put on this post, keyword Dave, if you don't understand the story behind the Brown M&Ms, he tells the story. Why he did that.
Yeah.
It was all him. But something, maybe he was just in a mood last night. Something hit him. Because there was no tease. There were no, coming up at 6 p.m., David Lee Roth drops a new song.
Yeah, I don't know, because there's been more about that reunion show stuff with Wolfgang. He's been talking to the media a little bit more. He was interviewed.
Yeah.
So maybe he's starting to put it out there a little bit more to get everybody fired up.
Or he's starting to think about, you know, because David stopped singing.
Right.
I mean, this song's 15
years old. Or that's it. He wants to get this stuff out before, you know.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
You're right. Here it is. David Lee Roth. I got chicken skin just talking about it. It is absolutely called Nothing Could Have Stopped Us. You listen to the lyrics and you tell me. This is all about Van Halen. Roth tribute song to Van Halen that he just released out of nowhere last night. We haven't posted. The keyword, of course, is
Dave.
And I would like to apologize if it distorted a little bit because I decided to warm up the intro of the song, and I warmed up the whole damn song. I'm that guy in high school who overdrives the speakers. My bad. Had the Vega rocking with the Spark-O-Matic. So here's something that you as a new parent, and any parent listening right now, when you were a kid, did you have to be home at dinner at a certain time? Did you guys have set dinner with your dad, with Mel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What time?
We had family dinner.
What time?
Shoot, I don't even really know. Maybe 6 o'clock?
But when you got, did you get called?
It was,
or
yeah.
Or you just knew?
It was universal. The whole neighborhood, the parents, I don't know if they planned this or what when we were little, but to have dinner at the same time. You'd be out playing roller hockey or whatever. All the parents would come out, yell the kids' names, dinner. We'd leave everything there, go into the house, eat, and come right back out. But you always sat down for family dinner.
So
always.
Mine was 6. Yeah, my dad. My dad would drive by coming home from work and honk the horn twice. And he had a silver Grand Prix, so I knew it was his car.
Right.
Jimmy! And I'd be playing hoops most days.
And you follow
and
him, right?
I'm like, gotta go! And I'd he would take a shower, and we'd come out, we'd dinner at 6 o'clock. The reason I bring this up, I saw this. 60% of parents today now text their children when dinner is ready instead of yelling for them to come to the dinner table. Oh, hell no.
Gosh, no. How many of those kids are just up the stairs?
Yeah. Didn't you guys all? I mean, like, you got hollered for dinner, right? Or you knew?
Yeah, you knew what time to go in at.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. So with Finn, when he gets older and he's out playing in the neighborhood with the kids or he's in the backyard or whatever, are you going to text him or are you going to go say,
dinner? Nah, I'm going to yell at him.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to be grumpy old guy about this. I was just reading this going, what?
I've always really? Said that when it comes to him. And I don't know if this is a good thing. I really enjoyed and loved the way that I grew up. I'm going to try to mirror that exactly for Finn. And that's one of the things, is you yelled for dinner.
Right. So what happened if you were late for dinner? Anybody get in real trouble for being late for dinner? 248-398-9279. I don't know anyone who got the whole, if you're not on time, you don't eat.
Yeah, never went that far.
Is there anyone listening? Oh, this is a buck bet right here, man. Is there anyone listening right now? Give me my dollar.
Where's my? There we go.
I'll bet you a buck. Is there anyone listening right now that had their dinner taken away because they were late?
Yeah.
248-398-9279.
I'm saying yeah. I'm sure there were some parents out there. Hey, if you're not home at this time, man.
You're not eating?
Go straight to your room.
248-398-9279. I don't know.
And I don't know how many times we'd come in. We were mid-playing roller hockey or whatever. We'd come in. I ate dinner in full goalie pads so many times. But you knew. You got in there, man. It was dinner time.
248. My grandma had a bell she used to ring when we'd be in earshot of the bell, or it was your tail. I was always the one. It's your tail. You don't do this, man.
We've been trying to get my mom to install a bell on the back of their house for years. Because we'll all be down by the lake, and she'll be up making, you know, getting everything ready. Her and my sisters, and then somebody will come out and just yell, dinner! We're like, we need some bell or some kind of horn or something.
We have a whole box of cowbells here when Blue Oyster Cult told us we couldn't use them.
Yeah, that's true.
At Rockin' on the Riverfront. We could rig up a whole chain of those. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up, Big Jim?
Nothing, man. So we're talking about this new survey. 60% of parents text their kids instead of yelling for to come in for dinner.
Well, nope. I do that to my son now. He's 14, so, you know, I mean, it's just better than yelling now these days.
True. So, but when was dinner for you? What's your dinner time now?
Usually 6 o'clock, 6:30, quarter to 7.
Okay. All right.
I was just telling your partner over there earlier, he's like, when my dad always gave me his watch, so I knew what time to come home. Because, you know, I could be at this person's house, you know, and they're like, okay, time to go, guys, see you, you know. But my family never sat at the dinner table. We sat in the living room and ate with TV trays.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not my house, dude.
But,
yeah.
But during the holidays, we sat at the dinner table, though. That was it.
Yeah, it's kind of backwards. Yeah, TV dinners were like an exception to the rule. My grandma, yep. He went to her house. If you busted out a TV dinner, no. Thank you, Ben.
Hey, you're welcome.
Later.
Have a great day.
You too, man. Hi, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hold on. That was weird. Joe, hi.
How you doing, Jim?
Good, man. So, now, what happened with this, with dinner? Were you one of those folks, if you missed dinner, you went hungry?
Yeah, if you missed dinner, you went to bed hungry.
So, you show up on time.
Oh, yeah. Right, mom dollar. And dad didn't play.
Dang.
Are you going to do boot that to check. Finn? Oh, hold on. Did you say boot check? Boot check!
Yes, I did.
We got you, brother. Thank you, Joe.
Yep, no problem. Getting ready for work.
All right, man. Have a good day.
You too.
Later. Tanks for the gas, 740, by the way, about 20 minutes. Your chance to win 200 gallons of gas. And just for qualifying, you get a $50 gas card courtesy of M&M Marathon. Are you gonna drop the food hammer on Finn if he's out playing or he's out doing something? You say dinner's at 6 and he shows up 10 minutes late?
No. No, I don't think I'll
Will
do that.
Will Heidi drop the food hammer on Finn?
Oh, absolutely not. No, Heidi grew up completely opposite of me, mine. I don't think that they ever had a family dinner. I don't think they ever sat down for dinner.
She never ate until you met her?
When we started doing it, it was very clear that this was not normal for her.
You want to say, when we sat down to have dinner, when you said doing it, that sounded totally different. Just a little sentence structure there.
Plus, okay. Nowadays, I don't see too many kids outside. I don't feel like punishing him for being outside and playing is good.
It's reverse psychology. How dare you be active? Get in here. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Boot check.
Boot check. Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Hey, phone was weird there, Jeff.
Hey, man, first time on the radio. Absolutely nervous. I love you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Don't screw it up.
My sister-in-law, I know, right? My sister-in-law actually is this way with her children. They were over for dinner one time, and her daughter wouldn't sit down and eat. And she took her food and actually threw it away and said, no, you're not eating. And that actually made me very angry. So I don't think it's right to take kids' foods or threaten them not to give them their food, even if they're not hungry or even if they're not eating. It really bugs me.
I
have 5 kids as well.
I'll tell you, hey, Jeff, when I was a kid, I remember one time I said this to my grandma and I got in so much trouble. I came in. I didn't want to eat what she was serving for dinner. I said, I don't want this. She goes, there are kids starving in China or something like that.
Yeah.
I said, well, give it to them. That did not go over well. Oh, that room got so cold.
You eat what grandma makes.
We're talking February on the Detroit River cold, dude. It was cold. Hey, Jeff, you did a great job, bud. Great call.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
Later.
Oh, wow.
So the reason we're talking about this, there's a new survey. It says 60% of parents now text their kids, tell them it's dinner time instead of yelling, Dada!
Which I get it. I mean, it's just a sign of the times.
Yeah.
That's how people communicate now.
And you as a new parent, obviously with Finn, that's what you're going to do is text him when he's out playing, right? Or doing whatever he'll be doing.
No.
You don't do it now.
No. He too young for a phone.
He's 3 months, man. Glenn.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. I love the story. Go ahead.
Yeah, when we were late for dinner, we didn't get our dinner. We got lettuce sandwiches, 2 pieces of bread, mayonnaise, and a couple pieces of lettuce.
Where'd you grow up? In a rabbit hutch? Wow.
On the western side of Michigan.
So that, wow. So that's a very specific. So you all knew if you weren't there, you were getting the lettuce sandwich.
Yep.
Is there any times you waited because you didn't like what was being cooked just so you could get that lettuce sandwich?
Oh, no. We went to bed hungry.
Lettuce sandwich, yeah.
Oh, my God. Appreciate you, brother. Hey, Glenn, have a good morning, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Later.
Boot check.
Oh, boot check! The lettuce sandwich. I don't remember. I know Kathy's brother, Mark, one time. Put his foot down and said he wasn't going to eat whatever mom had made.
Yeah.
He went to bed hungry. He crossed his arms and went upstairs and went, I'm not eating that.
All right. That's your choice, buddy. You go right up to your room.
That's a walk-off. Hey, John.
Hey.
So did that happen to you as far as if you were late for dinner, you didn't eat?
Yeah. So this is a story. My mom was a softball player on a team. So she was a hustler, you know. She was short, but she was mean.
Okay.
And if if I didn't hear her whistle, she could whistle, and in the two block radius, I could hear her whistle. Three blocks was faint, but two blocks, I could hear her whistle. And if I didn't hear her whistle, I was troubled. One, I wasn't getting dinner, and when I did come in the door, I was going to my room, and if I didn't get a little sweat on the butt or not. But there was one time we were eating it, we were having dinner at the table and stuff, and she likes rock and roll. She's playing her music. Aerosmith's playing along. You know, I'm just humming along, singing along at the table, and she stabs me in the forearm with the fork. She's no singing at the table. I just froze for a minute. She plucks it out, and she goes, no singing at the table. And there's four little fork marks on my arm bleeding. She goes, you can clean that up after you're done eating.
Oh, I love old school.
We love your mom. That's old school. Your mom is a rock star, dude.
No singing at the table.
Oh, dude. Yep. Hey, John.
She was a ball player. She was, yes.
Oh, we appreciate you taking time out to call, too, brother, man.
Yeah, good stuff,
okay?
Man.
What was her name? What was your mom's name?
Buchek.
Buchek.
Susan.
Susan
Joe.
What a rock star, dude. All right, you have a good day, man.
That's hilarious.
What? Oh, my.
No singing at the table.
I love that. We're going to do that. If I'm playing Seeger and you start singing along, I'm going to stab you in the studio.
All right.
Okay.
I won't sing.
Tanks for the gas. You can win a $50 gas card courtesy of M&M Marathon, and then you qualify to win this week's Tanks for the Gas grand prize. That would be
200 gallons worth of gas. Courtesy of Highland BP M&M Marathon, locally owned and operated.
Our man, Chris. We love you, buddy. I'm moving some around here. I want to make sure we're on time. We will do that next. Next. Not now. Next. So a couple minutes ago, we were talking about there's a new survey that says 60% of parents now text their kids to come to dinner instead of yelling for them. You and I grew up pretty similar in that regard, that it was one of those things where you got called to dinner.
Yeah.
We had 6 o'clock dinner, dude. It was 6 o'clock on the nose. It understood. I had to be there at 6. My dad would got home. He took a shower. He would come and he'd sit at the head of the table, and we had dinner at 6. That's what we did. But someone just texted in, because this 734 text is magical. My parents were the sit there till you eat it all. I once slept in the hard oak chair at the table all night because screw lima beans. Get it? That is fantastic.
No, I'm not eating them.
So specific, like screw lima beans. I will die on this hill of beans. Was Liz that way?
I really don't remember us ever, like, fighting over what we didn't want to eat.
My dad had issues with canned peas. We'd be sitting there. My grandma or mom had made, like, a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And canned peas would come up, heat them up, you know, bring them out in a little bowl. My dad would go, GD sweat socks. I am not eating that crap. And it became a thing. And I don't know why. My grandma was determined that I think if she just kept putting it on the table, he's eventually going to eat these
at
peas.
At some point.
He would not. He'd call them sweat socks. I'm not eating something that smells like sweat socks, Ma!
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever... Oh, wow. Oh, the 734 person texted back. They were 8 years old when they said they slept in a hard oak chair at the table because screw lima beans. That's awesome.
Okay.
You never had that?
No, I don't remember. It might be shocking, but I was pretty open to eating when I was a little kid.
What the hell happened to you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think she just made so much, you know, she knew what we liked and she made that.
What's the joke? When my kid gets married, I'm going to show up to the reception and go, no, I want chicken fingers. That's what I'm going to do. All right, coming up next. Say thanks for listening to Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Ryan, Logan, Mongoose on the house phones. So we're saying thanks for the gas. We're going to get you a $50 gas card courtesy of M&M Marathon and then qualify you for our weekly thanks for the gas grand prize. That would be
200 gallons of gas. That's going to be awesome. Thank you, Highland BP and M&M Marathon.
Locally owned and operated, our buddy Chris McDonald heard it and said, like, I want to be part of this. We got it, man. So call number 9 right now. Mongoose stepping through the phones. Call number 9, 248-398-9279. By the way, if you don't get through this morning, go ahead and text us. The keyword is...
gas.
Yeah, you can sign up there. We'll draw a digital qualifier at 920. Line 4? Okay. Hi, good morning, Big Jim's House. You're on the radio. Who's this?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone out in WCSX world.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Knew to do it.
Forget Radioland. WCSX World is even better. Fantastic. Sandy, you have got a $50 gas card courtesy of M&M Marathon, and then you are qualified for the Tanks for the Gas grand prize. 200 gallons of gas.
Oh, wow. That would be fantastic.
What do you have? What are you up to today?
Actually, I'm going to Frankenmuth for my birthday dinner.
you go to Zander's?
Yes.
Get some. Do they have carbs there? I'm totally joking.
No, not for your birthday.
I got a buddy. It doesn't count. I got a buddy, Franco. When they do their birthday dinner in February,
yeah.
This dude, the butter noodles, when they bring it, he'll tell him,
yes.
Bring another. Like as it hits the table, he's like, it ain't going to make it. And he just inhales that stuff.
Wow.
Have you ever been, Ryan?
Still, no.
Get out of here.
Never been up there.
Oh, my God. Sandy, we got to take him up to Zender's now.
Hey, when's his birthday?
When is your birthday?
December.
It's a good time to go. There's nothing going on in Frankenmuth in December. I'm joking.
Well, yeah, isn't that the, like, Christmas thing going on?
Yeah, it's on the 25th this year. Anyway, Sandy, hold on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on. Really? You've never been to Zender's?
No, we've talked about it for years, and no, I've never gotten up there.
Okay. Springsteen fans, all day today on CSX, when you hear a song from The Boss, make sure you're caller 35 and you'll win tickets for the show. We will absolutely have one coming up before 9 a.m. We promise you, but all day today on CSX, listen for songs from Springsteen.
Now,
strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird. It's time to open CSX Files.
So we get a text message every day. Someone goes, I missed it. Well, don't worry about it. You can subscribe for the CSX Files. All you got to do is text us. The keyword is
file.
F-I-L-E. Just send us that, 248-398-9279. And we, of course, will send you the link right back. You subscribe, bada bing, bada boom. We'll start off in England. Two guys were arrested in the UK after stealing $36,000 worth of something. They did it to pay off drug debts and got off easy because they didn't have a prior criminal record. 18-year-old guy, 20-year-old guy. It was an elaborate scheme. They were going to rob a semi. They were going to break into a semi while the driver slept in the cab.
Wow, okay.
They cut open the side of the truck. They removed 7 of the 19 pallets. They were interrupted in the middle of the heist when another driver spotted them and called the police. The thieves took off and were caught soon after. What were they stealing to pay off their drug debt, you ask? $36,000 worth of chewing gum.
Oh, okay, dang.
Yep, it was chewing gum, Wrigley's chewing gum.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. It's unclear how they plan to unload all that gum. Is there a black market for bubble gum that we don't know about?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never had somebody, hey, guy, want some Wrigley's? The BBC, by the way, and this isn't a joke, they actually said in some countries, bubblegum is considered currency. So there may be a market for bubblegum that we're not aware of.
Oh, wow.
That's not a joke. That's part of it. They were sentenced, both got off relatively easy with suspended sentences and community service since neither of them had a previous criminal record. And if that's your first crime, I'm sure the judges looked at him and went, dude, really? That's what we're doing.
Hey, at least if you're going to go big for your first one, go big. I know where these guys are selling all this.
Where?
The black gum market in Singapore. You're not allowed to chew gum in Singapore.
Is that real or a joke?
No, that's real.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. I'm so confused right now.
You can't chew gum in Singapore. It's against the law.
How do you know that?
The sale of chewing gum in Singapore has been illegal since 1992. That's the weird stuff that's in my head, baby.
You don't know when your kid was born, but you know about the black gum market in Singapore.
Yeah, you're not allowed to because they don't want it for dental and stuff like that. But they don't want it on the streets. They think it's dirty. So, because Singapore is a very clean place. Yeah, you're not allowed to chew gum. Wow, I cannot believe I did that. That's awesome.
NYPD blew a bubble. What?
Yep.
You knew this.
That's a good one.
Mongoose. So that's, what is it with you guys knowing all this bubblegum stuff?
That must
Mongoose.
Be where...
Oh, go ahead.
No, that must be where they're sending it.
$500 to $1,000 in the first offense, $2,000 for repeat offenders. So you're telling me Mongoose knows exactly how much. So Mongoose apparently has been selling bubblegum on the side. You're all aware about the bubblegum rules in Singapore.
Yeah, maybe.
He's not sure where he parked his car and you lose your keys twice a week. What the hell's going on? By the way, I don't want to get in trouble with anyone, but there is a locomotive full of bubble yum that comes through Detroit twice a month.
Really?
Yes. Yes. If you were going to, and I'm not saying you should, but if you were going to rob a locomotive and you were really into getting bubble gum,
right.
This is the one. It comes through twice a month. You've never seen this?
No.
Oh, yeah, look for it. It's the choo-choo train.
Nice.
Long way to go to get there, man. All right, with more Singapore bubblegum news, here's Ryan Logan.
I can't believe I pulled that one out.
I can't either.
No, I love this Indiana guy. He's getting in a lot of trouble, but hear it out, because I think what he did is, a lot of people want to, at least. 79-year-old man showed up to an Indiana car dealership.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, or the other night, lit at least 6 to 7 cars on fire, put them up in flames, and left.
Why?
So the cops, obviously, they got cameras all over those places. They found him. They went and asked him what the heck was going on. Why'd he do it? He said it was to settle a revenge that he's had on this dealership because they refused to make it right after selling him a faulty Jeep. Right?
Okay.
He's held on to this since 1986. They sold him a Jeep in 1986. It had a faulty engine. They refused to make it right in his eyes, so he just went back and lit him up.
26 years, this guy is yeah. with his Jeep anger.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Isn't that hilarious? You could actually hear his wife in the background going, though, "See, I told you, he's the one who hangs on." Oh, my gosh, I'm an idiot. I even wrote it down and I can't say it.
No, go ahead. You got it. Go ahead. Run it back.
You actually could see his wife in the background. She was yelling, "See? And you thought I was the one that held on to stuff."
The only reason I gave you that is because of the Singapore gum thing. I'm pretty sure you cleared your brain out after the Singapore gum thing. There's nothing left. I'm not even sure if we can do grounds for divorce. That was a good one, too. You had one.
Yeah.
You had it.
20-plus years later.
Yeah, 26 years. Wow. Okay.
I just can't take it anymore.
Right. Last story, moving on. Her name is Aiden Jane. She lives in the state of Washington. She's going viral. She's a Washington State University graduate. Go Cougars. "I'm living proof that you don't have to bathe often to look and feel good. I would argue it's better for the environment if we shower less because water is a precious resource." How often does she shower? Once every 10 days.
Oh, disgusting person.
She said, "Unless you're doing a manual labor job and getting really sweaty or covered in grease, you probably don't need to be showering daily. Once every 10 days. Dude, Pigpen on Charlie Brown washed once a week.
Yeah, you got to. Come on.
Once every 10 days.
I don't get people who go a day without showering. I don't get that.
Do you know? Yeah. I know some people like that. You can bathe in other things. You seem like, isn't it dry shampoo?
Yeah.
Someone that's, use for
yeah,
that
yeah,
one?
Yeah. For their hair.
And this is a dumb question. Again, not a joke. Is there like dry body wash? Is there something you can put on just to clean yourself off? I'm honestly asking, because I've seen dry shampoo, and I assume you just kind of put it in your hair and
gets
rid of
it. I think that's why Axe was invented.
With my kids? Yeah. Good. Man. It looked like London in my house when my son Ryan hit puberty, and all it was Axe body spray and deodorant everywhere.
Man, it smelled like a nightclub.
It did. Oh, man, nasty. So you bathe every day. You bathe twice a day, don't you?
A couple times, yep.
Okay.
At least.
You ever bathe in milk? You've heard about that, right?
No, in milk. It's good for your skin?
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of the spas here do it.
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Okay. This goes back to Cleopatra. Cleopatra actually used to bathe in milk.
Oh, wow.
You know why she bathed?
Why?
Because they couldn't get a cow tall enough to take a shower.
Oh, boy.
So stupid. Man, at your home of Singapore gum. This is cool. Somebody texted us. If you remember our classic rock road trip, it was the first one we did. It always bugged me for years, where the hell is the bar in Roll Me Away that Bob sings about? 12 right. hours out of Mackinac City. And there were always theories, and we all talked about it. And then we started looking into it, and we found the bar. The name of the bar is?
The North Star Bar.
And where is it?
It is in Minnesota.
Rochester, Minnesota.
Yes, Rochester.
So me and my buddy Roger Christian, we got in a Chevy truck. I think, well, we got a donation from Bob Seger, actually, to go there.
Right.
So we drove and went to the North Star Bar, where Bob Seger stopped 12 hours out of Mackinac City. So now you know. Somebody texted us. Who is it?
Yeah, Delmar Carr texted in. He stopped at a bar 12 hours out of Mackinac City to have a brew over the weekend. He said, thanks, Big Jim, for finding this place. And sent in photos of him standing in front of the North Star and then in there having a beer as well.
How cool is that?
Awesome stuff. Good job, Delmar. That's cool, man.
Love that. I still want to go to Winslow.
Yeah.
That's the next one. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I want to go to Winslow. Could you handle being in a car with me for 4 days? What the hell? I was hoping you'd just go, absolutely, Jim.
For the show and for charity, yes.
Just you and I together, no?
No. I can't handle in the car for that long by myself or anybody. It's not just you.
Did you just drop the it's not you, it's me line?
It's not you, it's me,
Jim. We're not cheating.
Jim, listen to me.
Like, it's not married. You. It's never going to work. Okay, fine. I still want to go to Winslow.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go. Show relate. Hey, I'm all about the show. You know that, man.
Huh? You going to the golf tournament after work today?
Yes, yeah, okay. For the show.
Your ass. It's for you to go watch them golf today at the Rocket Mortgage Class.
Baby.
Uh-huh. He never talks to me anymore. Coming up next, Grounds for Divorce, Thursday edition. You got a dilemma.
Yes, I do.
I honestly don't, because I've never done what this is that you're asking.
Lots of questions. Let's see if this one is Grounds for Divorce.
Okay. Grounds for Divorce brought to you by the American Divorce Association. For men facing divorce, call the expert attorneys at Adam, 248-356-ADAM. What's on your mind? Because you've been wrestling with this one for a couple days.
Yeah, this is not immediate grounds for divorce, but I think something that could possibly lead to a little bit of back and forth.
That's
here.
That's good.
But no, I'm thinking the last few days I've had interest in, and I'm thinking about coaching a youth travel baseball team. But my question is, for anybody who has done this, I know it's a big commitment, will it affect our marriage going forward? Because of the time committed to coaching this team.
So is this a good idea?
Is it a good idea for me to do this?
You got a kid that's 3 months old on the 7th.
Yes.
Dude.
Is this the right time for me to be doing this?
Do you want to do this?
I would love to. I would love to get back into the game. I haven't been around baseball for, 10 years now.
Okay. No buts. Just ask it. I think it's the first thing is you clear your head and go, is this something I want to do?
Right.
And then you start getting into the whole...
Yeah.
So you want to coach.
I would love to. And I think it's a perfect age, too.
So travel baseball is like, 2 or 3 weekends a year and then you're good, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Totally joking. You don't have time for this, dude.
That's the one thing my wife is concerned about. With everything we have going on, obviously, this is the number one priority is my job and my family.
Right.
Maybe I should say that first. But
yeah, family, then, yeah. You work to live, not live to work. Don't ever forget that.
But I would love to get back into the game. It's been too long. I want that little competitive side to come back out of me that I haven't had in years. And
so I'm going to play devil's advocate here because I don't really know where I'm at on this one. We need your guys' help. 248-398-9279. Ryan is thinking about coaching a travel baseball team. Is it a good idea with a newlywed, new house, everything else going on? I think as parents, sometimes we all look for the perfect time to do something. There is no perfect time.
Right.
There's always going to be something.
That's true.
There's always going to be something.
That's true.
Dude, I've been down this road twice with two boys. There's always something.
And you can miss out on a lot of good things by saying that, right?
Correct.
I'll wait a couple years.
We'll do it in a couple of years. We'll go to Disney then. We'll do this there. And then all of a sudden your kid's 14 and you're listening to Cats in the Cradle sitting alone in a corner. I wouldn't go that far, but you get the idea. 248-398-9279 is our house phone.
Everybody's on one side here so far in the texting lines. Yeah. 313 said, no, coaching travel teams is damn near a full-time job unless you can manage the craziness. I'd hold off. Oh, hell no. Wait until your kid is of age. A lot of that. Wait until Finn gets older to coach him.
This is a huge commitment. Not only all the practices, league games, weekend tournaments, you have to deal with the kids' drama and the parents' drama. The parents are crazy obsessed like soccer parents. You don't deal well with confrontation as it is.
Right. And I know, I grew up in it. I know the baseball and hockey parents, man.
Okay.
You know, lovely people, but can get fired up.
So is this something you want? I mean, I know you want to be around baseball and everything, but can you deal with this?
The want to do it part is, that's done. I absolutely want to do it. I think it'd be amazing. My thing is right now the time to do it?
That's a good question. 248-398-9279. I keep going back and forth on this.
Gosh, Rick.
What?
How are you going to be able to find time when Heidi's pregnant again? She is not.
Stop it.
You guys are going to...
You got to be in trouble on Tuesday. Oh, it's Trucker Jim. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Good. Where are you?
Winnemucca, Nevada.
Okay. All right. Well, what's what? 5:20 in the morning out there. So you got
I'm watching a beautiful sunrise.
Fantastic. You got some advice for Ryan?
Yes, I do. For once, I do, actually. If you're going to do it, I've been out here on the road for 24, will be 40 years. Okay? If you're going to, I missed my daughter's first steps. I missed several things at school, you know, concerts and plays and things like that. If you're going to do it, now's the time to do it because all he does is sleep, eat, and poop.
Are you talking about me or Finn?
Well, actually, both of you.
I know. Yeah, so we have that in common. He's around that all day. No, seriously, though, that's a great point, Jim. This is the time where he ain't doing much.
Right.
He's not going to miss you because you're not there because he doesn't even know you're there to begin with.
Right.
Oh, and when he gets old enough to be able to walk around and stuff, he'll be 100% part of this team.
You want to be there for his first steps. You want to be there, you know, when he hits milestones. So right now, the best time to do it is right now, you know.
Wow.
Didn't think of it that way. Absolutely.
Are you allowed to hit the horn now? I mean, it's so early out in Nevada.
I'm in the middle of nowhere on Interstate 80 doing 80 mile an hour. So, yes, I can hit the horn.
Go ahead, buddy. Have a good day, bud.
Yeah, you too. You guys have a great one.
Thanks. Nice. See you, bud.
Sorry, go ahead, bud.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Trucker Jim checks in from all over the country. Hold on. Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Well, you're on Grounds for Divorce, Big Jim's house. Do you get some advice for Ryan to my left?
Yeah, my son's just finishing up a travel team, and he has coached at a community college level, not having to deal with parents. And he has been to Georgia, Iowa, Cincinnati. He was just gone for 10 days. It's expensive. And there's a lot of drama wrapped around the parents that are involved because right. They have a say in everything. So I would say don't do it.
So how much, and I don't know, my kids never played travel league. We always did Waterford, like soccer and baseball, and, you know, my kid played tennis Vermont and stuff like that. How much is travel league baseball? How much do you spend to get your kid into it?
I don't know how much the kids are spending on it, but he had to coordinate all the equipment, uniforms, and all of that. But his expenses, he had to pay for his expenses for overnight stays and meals and everything else, gasoline, which is expensive.
Right. So they don't, real quick, Patty, so like the travel team, they don't pay for the coach to help them out with that?
They do, and then you take your expenses out of that pay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it could be different for him, but I would say, no, I wouldn't do it after seeing what he just went through.
Thank you, Patty.
I appreciate that. Hell,
You're welcome. Can't be gone
for 10 days.
No.
For here or for
the
family?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the 586 text. So Finn is 3 months old now, and you want to bail out and dump him on Heidi. How self-centered can you be? Time to grow up and be a man. From Schleppy. We love you, Schleppy.
It's just asking
a question,
dumb,
Schleppy. Come on.
Hell, Heidi offered to be the manager of this team if I do it. She wants to be involved.
Let me figure out how I can read this text from Julie.
Oh, jeez.
The only travel ball you're going to see is when Heidi snatches your mm-hmms and throws them out the window like that Slim Jim. Travel ball is a huge time commitment and money commitment. You may not want to, but it'd be a great thing to share with your son. Wow! love you, Julie. Karen, hi, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You got some advice for this young man?
I do. How about a compromise?
Okay.
If you want to coach, coach local.
Right.
Do that.
There's a lot of teams out there who need somebody.
We could start our own team. Find a league that needs another team, and we'll set you up as the coach, and then we'll have our own Big Jim's House team.
Let's do it.
There you go. Perfect.
It is. Look at you, Karen.
Yeah.
You know what you
nice,
just did?
Karen.
You brought some rain to this brainstorm this morning. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I have thought of that, coaching, just because I know, like, there's leagues out by me, Lakes Athletics, that I played in growing up, and Commerce. But this opportunity was kind of brought towards me. And I know the funny thing is, I've been out of it for so long that I used to go, you don't need to play this kind. You just play what I play.
You find a local league to coach in, and I'll sponsor the team.
All right.
I hand to God, and I don't do that a lot. I will pay for the sponsorship of the team. Ooh. You're the coach, though.
Big Jim's Ball Club.
Yeah, it sounds creepy. You might want to work on the name. Yeah, no, that's... Did you not... CSX Big Jim's House. Let me see. It is 8:35. One of those shows, and hopefully you guys are enjoying it. We're having a lot of fun this morning. But we are careening wildly down the road this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here punching buttons. Ryan's doing stuff there, trying to keep it all in. Hold on. Let me hit this real quick. I want to get that loaded up. A lot going on today. Throwback Thursday. Oh, there's a good one coming.
Yeah, we got a good one.
There's a good one. It's my jam. We'll get to that all day today. And also, Bruce Springsteen tickets. The Boss coming to LCA. Is it March 29th?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Bruce Springsteen at LCA. By the way, we did this yesterday, and sometimes we forget to say thank you to our winners. Congratulations, but also thank you for listening. Ann Shearer in Lincoln Park, Terry Goldsmith in Ann Arbor, Dave Dorda from Wayne, Kristen Goble from Ann Arbor, and Eileen Miner in Utica. More chances to win Springsteen tickets all day. Summer Classic Rock here, baby. All you got to do is listen for a song from Bruce. Was that a subtle hint? This one doesn't count, by the way, but I wanted to play this because we were talking about Bob Seger earlier.
Right.
One of our listeners, his name again?
Oh, Delmar.
Oh, dang it. Delmar. Delmar went to the North Star Bar in Rochester, Minnesota.
So
actually
cool,
stopped
man.
There 12 hours out of Mackinac City. So we were talking about the relationship. You and I, we've talked about this before. The relationship between Springsteen and Seger. The iconic photo at Pine Knob.
Yep.
Ken Calvert in the middle of those. Ken was kind of the guy who coordinated that whole thing.
Yeah, that's so
one of the
crazy.
That's one of the greatest pitchers in rock. But Seger showed up at a Springsteen show. Now, there is an Ann Arbor one, but the audio is not very good. A long time ago, Springsteen showed up at a Seger concert way back when. But this one was 2011?
Yeah, 2011.
At the Palace. For kids, that was a place in Auburn Hills. Now they just park cars there that don't have chips in them. But before that, they used to actually have basketball and concerts and everything. And Bob got up on stage. Do we still have that post?
Yeah. Keyword Seger. You can see the video of
it. Oh.
Yep.
Nice. So if you ever wonder what it's like, here you go. Springsteen and Seger, man, getting together.
That's so cool.
The Boss.
Great video.
It looks like Bob's just having the most fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Get the fist bumping going,
yeah, they're
man.
Having a great time. I was just rolling it right here as we were playing that. So cool.
From what I understand, because remember, Springsteen will see signs in the crowd, and then he'll do requests.
Right.
Now, he does have a teleprompter up there. He does not have remember every song ever recorded.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, he doesn't remember 1,500 songs.
But they'll see one and go, we can do that. And he'll point at it and go, we'll do this one. So, but from what I understand, Bob coming on stage wasn't exactly planned. That just kind of came
really?
Together backstage.
He was just kind of hanging out at the show and went, you know what? Yeah. Let's do something here.
Yeah, why not? 8:39. So Springsteen tickets all day today for the show, March 29th next year at LCA. When you hear a song from Bruce Springsteen, and it's a beautiful sunny day, so you don't have to wait until you see darkness. We got to get someone. Caller 35 for these tickets. Line 2, right?
Okay.
Hi, good morning. You're on the radio. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Big Jim. Hi, Ryan. Hi, Mongoose.
Wow.
Look at that.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Shelly.
Shelly, you're going to see Bruce Springsteen.
Woo!
Wow. We got some great winners this morning.
You got to listen for that scream in the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you ever seen Bruce live?
I have never.
It's an experience. Wear some comfortable shoes because you will not be sitting down for 3 hours.
And block out some time.
Absolutely. It's well worth it. That is, we are so happy.
That's what I heard.
Okay, well, you are.
So much.
What are you doing?
I am working.
You got your boots on?
I have my bare feet on.
Okay, so that would be a
boot check.
Barefoot check. I have no idea what that is. Okay. So you hold on. We'll get you all set up. And thanks so much for listening in the morning, too.
Thanks, you guys. Have an awesome day.
Absolutely. Hold on. Wow. Nice winner. So, there you go. All day today, though. We're not done. All day today. We'll be doing that. Honestly, I know there's a lot of barking about the price of the tickets, and it is a lot, and I'm not going to sit here and go, well, you know, you're paying for whatever. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
I don't want to, because you may not know this, but people get on social media and argue about things.
What?
5 minutes of fury, man, and then they don't even remember what it's like a dog chasing his tail.
What the hell am I mad about?
I will tell you this. A Springsteen concert is an experience. I've seen him twice.
Yeah.
And the second time, I really didn't want to go, but I went, and it was better than the first time.
Wow. And he's going to be ready to go, man.
Yeah,
he
man.
Took 3 years off for... He's going to be...
Bring this back. Do this again.
Toy.
248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword is...
Soup.
And on there, not only will you see the latest photos of the build, we'll get an update from Doug Benziger. We're going to call him our project manager.
Yeah, you'll be able to check it all out. Plus, if you want to get tickets, no matter what page you are, we always put a ticket link on that page.
Yes.
So you don't need to search around for it. You'll be able to find it on basically the bottom of each page. Yeah.
Cool. Keyword, thank you. Keyword soup.
Doug. Oh, we should play the song from The Hangover for him.
We need that.
The Doug song? Named Doug.
Can we get that?
Yeah.
Do the Doug song. Hello, Doug Benziger. You're on the radio. Say hi to everybody.
Good morning, Jim, Ryan. How y'all doing?
Good, man. So we wanted to get you on. First of all, thank you. Doug Benziger does so much as a project manager over the years for so many of these Stone Soup Project cars that we've built for charity. Where are we at right now? This is a busy couple days, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a major crunch time. I tell you what, it's nerve-wracking as heck. But I know that Joe Hershey and Jeff Trapp and the whole team and even Harvey Ledesma at this point, and Don Roberts, all the great guys that are working on this, they're going to pull it through. It's just incredible. I mean, right now, you know, we are in the mode of parts being primed, blocked out, prepping for paint, hopefully in the next day or two. And have that body on the frame, hopefully Monday.
So that's the plan. So the guys at Bill Brown Ford are doing that. I talked to Joe a little bit yesterday, Joe Hershey, and I know Steve and everyone over there, Horvath and all those guys. So in an ideal situation, it's painted and on the frame Monday, and then what?
Yeah, you know, we the team and I kind of had a little discussion, a little meeting yesterday. You know, with the exhaust is something that kind of came late. We kind of all forgot about a little bit. And we decided that it's best to move it right from Bill Brown once the body's on the chassis to Harvey Ledesma and, you know, Don Roberts out at Custom Creations. They have the exhaust on because then they can get that out of the way and then they can go out to Jeff Trapp at Graveyard and they can start doing the assembly. Then we don't have to move it again back and forth for the exhaust. So we're going to get that out of the way. They got to have the body on for the exhaust.
All right. So then we got that taken care of. I know the sound system's ordered, right?
Oh, yeah, it's ordered, all right.
He's so happy about this. He immediately sent me to go, check this out, dude. We're going big.
Are you kidding me? I've never had the opportunity to just not worry about a dollar and get the system that makes sense for the radio station. So, yeah.
Tom Talbot and everybody, Quick Lane at Dorian Ford and Carolyn at Dorian Ford, all them for stepping up and saying, just go get it. I don't think they'll ever, boy, you're an expensive date, Doug. You went crazy with this sound system.
I did, but we got to rock it out. We got to rock out Big Jim's house in the morning, so it's going to be done.
So how many watts do you think? Do you even know? How many watts are we going to be pumping out of this thing?
Well, the amplifier has got a total of 1,800. You know, we're going to have to split it up a little bit amongst the speakers but and the sub, but I think it'll sound pretty good.
You think?
Yes. Yeah.
You went nuts, dude.
This is awesome. Here's my favorite part, though. I've seen this before, and I've never done this before. The torpedoes that are similar, like, you know, Ryan said, you find them on wakeboard boats, but we're going to have these torpedoes on the roll bar, and I think it's just going to be so cool.
Oh, it's going to bang.
It's going to look cool as hell with that top down, too, and blast.
By the way, somebody did text in and go, what color, again, did the listeners vote on? It is racing red, which is, it's on the new Bronco, too, right? But it was the last-gen Mustang.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really bright red. So I think that's what we needed. We needed something to really stand up and stand out. So right. For our vets,
because there's a lot of black trim on this too. We obviously the wheels have the black rims that'll be with that.
Yep. Red, black interior. Gorgeous.
Okay.
Nice.
This is a
nice
shocker.
And clean.
You and I were talking yesterday, Doug, and I hope you don't mind if I shared that, but we're thinking this could be the best one we've ever built, and that's saying something.
Yeah, I'm telling you what. I mean, what's most amazing about this project is that we have the best of the best working on this. I mean, we've got Bill Brown, right? I mean, technically, those guys from a body standpoint, it's unbelievable the technology that they're using to build the, you know, to do the body. Then we got Jeff, you know, Trapp at the Bronco graveyard.
Yeah, he's a hammer.
He lives this stuff. So, yeah. I mean, we don't have anybody trying to figure anything out. They know everything.
When Ford needs something done at a corporate level, they send it to Bill Brown Ford.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where they go. Right. And then Livernois Motorsports taking this 302 and making it a 430 horsepower monster underneath the hood. How much would it cost to get them to work on it?
Boy, I don't know. I couldn't even guess on that one, but I'd go a minimum of 20 grand, or 25 grand to do that. So
$10 for a ticket. Now, if you just want to buy the tickets, if you don't want to see all the updates, if you just want to get your tickets for Vets Returning Home, text us. The keyword is
Bronco for that.
Yeah, right, because that's the best way to do it. $10, you can take all of it via text message. All right, drive safe, buddy.
You know what, Jim? One more thing, sorry.
Go.
We're forgetting about the interior, but, you know, one of your super listeners, Justin, you know, we're going to have he's going to help me with the stereo system and the side panels and, of course, the seats. So don't forget about Paul's there. They're doing a kick-out job behind the scenes right now.
You can say kick-ass. It's okay. Yeah. We're a rock station. We can say that.
So, okay.
Yeah, you know, you're good. You're fine. You don't have to edit that one. Yeah.
Justin, Dale, and Tom over there. Yeah,
always.
Thank you, guys.
We love them, man. Okay, Doug Benziger, our project manager of the Stone Soup Bronco. $10 each for those tickets. Every penny goes to Vets Returning Home. Keyword Bronco to buy them via text. Get back to work. Get off the phone, Doug.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.